Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Well, I always tell my students, follow your bliss.
Hello and welcome to Bliss to the Podcast. I am your host, Patch Drury. I actually didn't want to do an intro to this week's episode. I wanted to just start with me saying, and now for something a little different, and then go right into the content of the episode. But I decided that was not, there were reasons not to do it. And one is that this episode is a guided meditation. And I think because of that, you need to be a little careful when you listen to it. Careful in the sense that you probably shouldn't be driving or operating heavy machinery. It's not that I think there is a Svengali-like effect from my voice that is going to immediately put you to sleep, but I do think there's the potential for you to be relaxed and maybe a little more relaxed than you need to be when driving a car or operating a forklift, or it may hypnotize you completely, and then you're in a trance and you're driving, or you're constructing center point downtown, and that just wouldn't be good for anybody. So I am doing an intro to say, listen to this when you can relax. Here's my recommendation for the best way to use this. At night, when you're done with dinner, you're done with all your responsibilities, and you are done for the day, completely done, go get a shower, hot shower, get yourself relaxed, put on your comfortable pajamas, go to a room where you won't be disturbed, sit in a comfortable chair, and listen to it. It'll take about 15 minutes, I think, maybe not even quite that long. But listen to it, relax, listen to it, and see what kind of benefit you can get from it. It's not just about relaxation. It's partly about relaxation, but it's also about helping you kind of envision your future and reconcile that with your present and your past. So I think it's a valuable recording, and I think you should listen to it, and I think it would do a lot for you. I really enjoyed doing it. If for no other reason, if you want to hear somebody enthusiastically doing something they enjoy doing, listen to this. Also want to let you know, April 29th, I'm doing a workshop at Pivot Brewing starting at 6 o'clock called How to Be Happy. And it's about learning how to figure out what your values are, making sure your actions align with those values, and using them to create a life for yourself that is the life you would love to be living. So I'd love to see you there. If you come, I'm going to buy you a beer, one or cider, whatever they have, one reasonably priced alcoholic adult beverage. So come check it out. Listen to this, to my recording here. And just so you know, there won't be a outro on this, because if by chance you're laying in bed and you listen to it and you drift off to sleep, I don't want you to be fading off into sleep and suddenly hear me saying, hey, thanks for listening, guys. Check us out next week. So I'll say that now. Thanks for listening. Check us out next week. Don't know what the topic's going to be. I'm letting this stuff kind of free flow right now, and I'm really enjoying it. We're getting great download numbers. Thank you for listening. And without any further ado, here's a little something different. Relax. Focus on your breathing. Take a deep breath, a belly breath, in through the nose and out through the tiny sliver of your mouth. Now another. These deep breaths are a signal to your body that the working day is done. Or at least you're taking a break from it. Keep breathing. One breath after another. like the white lines of the highway, never ending. Now stop thinking about your breath. Let it find its own rhythm. Your body is starting to fall into relaxation. Your limbs are comfortably heavy. It starts with your arms and your hands. You could probably move them if you had to, but it feels better just to let them sit there, held down by their own weight. Then it moves into your chest, your neck. You can feel all the tension leaving your body, like water being squeezed out of a sponge. Next, your head lightens. The muscles in your face relax. Your jaw unclenches. You didn't even realize it was clenched. That same relaxed heaviness makes its way through your pelvis, to your legs, to your feet. Your body is completely relaxed. It feels like it's sinking into your chair. And it's not just your body, your mind is relaxed too. You sit there in the comfort of being loved and appreciated. Even if it's just by one person, even if it's just by your mom, there is one other soul in the universe, living or past, that is irresistibly drawn to you. You go to bed and you rise and slumber under a blanket of their acceptance. You live in a house built by their love. Rest in that for a minute. Rest in the fact that you don't have to earn the love of the people who love you. Rest in the fact that you don't have to earn the love of the people who care for you. Nothing needs to be done in this moment. It's okay to let your mind rest. It's okay not to think, not to solve problems. You do that all day. This is a moment to stop. If a thought occurs to you, that's fine. Acknowledge it. Then watch it drift away like a child's wayward balloon. We're going to descend a staircase now. Old wooden steps. Sturdy but a little dusty, leading into a basement, dark but strangely familiar, inviting, cozy, not frightening at all. With every step, you will become more relaxed. We're not going to descend the steps at a normal pace. We're going to stop on every one. We're going to take our time. 10. Our journey has begun. Step number 9. Almost immediately, with each new step, you are brought into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. 8. The steps creak under the weight of your foot. It's familiar, comforting. 7. Stopping, standing still, no hurry. 6. Step number 5. We're halfway there now. 4. Your entire body is at ease. The room at the bottom of the stairs is pulling you towards it, gently, like a magnet. Step number 2, almost there. And finally, step number 1. Now, here you are, 10 times as relaxed. You're in a completely dark room, but not dark in a scary way. Cozy, comfortable, you like being here. It's the perfect temperature. The darkness lets your eyes rest. You know this space so well, you know where a chair is. You make your way to it, confidently, carefully, like a habit. Your hands find the back of the chair easily, and you sit down. The chair is soft, comfortable. You want to take it with you when you leave. This is a great chair. You're about to be visited, kind of like Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, but these aren't ghosts, and you're not the bad guy of the story. But hopefully you will find these visitations life-changing. From the comfort of the chair, you hear a voice, a familiar one. Familiar because it's your voice. "Hi," it says. "This is you from the past. The you that got you right here." When you hear the voice, you're flooded with memories. Memories of years gone by. Memories of growing up. Spending time with your family and friends. Memories of going to school. Memories of crushes, of graduation, of your first job, of your first boss. You watch yourself in your mind navigate your early life. Sometimes well, sometimes clumsily, but always with good intention. Always trying to save yourself from heartache and pain. Always trying to take care of yourself and those closest to you. As you watch the old you, you feel compassion for yourself. You understand and accept all of the choices that you've made that have brought you to this point. Eventually, the images fade. And they're followed by another voice. You again, but you now. You where you are in life. It's like looking in a mirror this time. Images flood your mind, images of your current life, what you do, who you spend your time with, the daily choices you make. You watch with some joy, some dissatisfaction, but always with love. Love for who you are. Love for yourself. If, for nothing else, for just still being here, for surviving, for persevering. You feel a lot of love for yourself, for how resilient you are. Those images fade eventually too, and they're replaced by one more voice, one more set of pictures. As you might have guessed, it's you again, but the future you. The best possible version of yourself. You watch in amazement. You marvel at what you've managed to accomplish. Who you are, what you have, who you're with. You take it all in. You take in the fine details of your future life. A life to be proud of. And you are proud. Your chest swells with pride. Pride because that's not just some hypothetical person. That's you. A version of you that lives in your head and your heart, just like the past two. This time you can't bear to only watch. So you clear your throat and you ask a question. You ask this future version of you, how did you get here? What is the one attribute, the one trait, the one value that you needed to accomplish all of this? Future you smiles and leans in slowly and whispers in your ear. It's like Lost in Translation. I have no idea what was whispered to you. Only you do. What was it? What was said? Only you know. Only you know what you need more of in your life, in yourself, to move forwards towards this future. Stop for a moment. Ponder. the visions of your future fade, leaving you sitting alone, content, a little excited, in the dark. Now you have something to move towards, a future that you need to make real. Now you know what you need to do, and now you know what you need to do that. It's time, after I count down to one, to wake up and get to work. 3. Feeling your eyes start to flutter. 2. Feeling your arms and legs moving slightly. And 1. Eyes open, fully awake, fully aware of your surroundings, ready to focus on that thing that you need more of in your life. Ready to dig deep and find it. Ready to welcome your future.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.